they'll definitely win, I hope. They are playing great at the moment with all the rules.
I'm Maeve. I'm 11 years old and I play for Dingle as well. Hopefully I'll play for Kerry in a few years. So.
I love GAA because it's just so fun and I feel really great playing whenever I play football. Of Kerry.
Of Kerry.
Hi, my name is Paddy. I'm 7 years old. And my great-grandfather, he died, but he used to be the captain for Kerry. I'll be really excited. Everybody will be chatting about it. It's good that we play games and stuff and we have fun.
It's great crack, like running around the pitch, playing football with your friends, penalty shootouts, all the crack you have. It's great fun. My friend Dan McCarthy got injured here yesterday. Hopefully he gets well soon and hopefully we'll see him back on the pitch soon enough.
So a big shout out for Dara. I'm sure he'll be cheering on the Kerry team as well.
Yeah, hope you get well soon, Dara. Best of luck.
I just feel like they have some amazing players. David Clifford, Johnny O'Shea, the Dingle lads. And
you mentioned the Dingle lads. What's it like knowing that like there's so many local guys here that you know from walking around town are going to be playing for Kerry?
Yeah, it's really exciting to like just know them, that they're going to be, some of them will probably be starting.
And you know, when you see so many people from the same town as yourselves, does it encourage you to play harder or try to be as good as you can, knowing that there's a possibility that you could play for Kerry someday?
Yeah, it gives me confidence when I see other people around the place, and it's a right buzz when we see Kerry players that are very local to us that are actually playing in the All-Ireland final.
And have you ever been to Croke Park yourselves?
Yeah, I've been to Croke Park a good few times. It's great atmosphere, big stadium. Seeing the players close up.
What do you think will be the result now on Sunday?
Kerry by 5 points.
Right, you're feeling confident?
Yeah.
Go on. Score, Kerry!
There's a great sense of pride here in Dingle as the club has four players on the Kerry panel for Sunday. Preparations for the big trip to Croke Park are in full swing and the phones are hopping as fans scramble for tickets.
So Stephen Murphy is my own name. I am the current chairman of Coshin and Og here in Dingle GA Club. Oh, the atmosphere now has been brilliant since the semi-final, really. Colour around the town, all the colour going up. It's great to see the kids going around with the Kerry jerseys on. And they're all looking forward to the big day. And they're meeting their heroes, who are the players that are currently from Dingle on the Kerry panel. They're meeting them around the town. And to be fair, they're very good with the younger players. They're always stopped to have a chat with them, have a bit of banter with them. And it's all part of it. And they're their idols at the end of the day.
And here in West Kerry, you really embrace Irish culture. But along with the language, it's football. Football here, isn't it?
It is, to be fair. Like, you can see here yourself the numbers that are out here in the camp today. They're all mad for football. They're walking around the town with football in their hands. It's a real football community here, and it's great to see, and it's very exciting this week.
And we're here on Dangan, so the club of Dingle Town. But for listeners from outside the kingdom, the neighbouring club would be on Gaeltacht. So it's a separate club, but it's in the same part of the county. It must be great rivalry there throughout the years.
Oh, there is. If you were here now for a senior West Kerry game between Dingle and Gaeltacht, I'll tell you, have a proper game of football. It's what it's all about. It is great rivalry, but when they come together then, and you have big days like what you have coming up, you have players from the Gaeltacht, players from Dingle involved. When they're together in the Kerry panel, it's a different story. They're teammates.
That's what I was going to say. This weekend, all clubs in Kerry band together and stand side by side.
And that's what it's all about. No matter from what club you're from, at the end of the day, they're all teammates when they step on that field in Croke Park.
And tell me, how has the club managed to produce so many top class players?
I suppose a lot of it's down to the great coaches we have here in the club. That's a big part of it, of being able to have them players when they get to minor, under 21 and senior. They see all them on the Kerry team at the moment, and that's what they want to be when they get older, want to be on that pitch in Croke Park. That's their dream.
Celeste Brick, I'm secretary of the senior club. Very proud of our young lads that are donning out from the Dingle club. Known them since they were underage.
I was going to say, you watched them grow up.
I watched them all the way up, and it's great to see them in the green and gold now, and hopefully back to our club colours in a couple of weeks' time to start our club championship.
And many people might only see them on the TV for the length of the game, but you know the dedication these guys have put in.
Yeah, pure slogging from underage all the way up to where they are today.
They might have had to miss out on certain social occasions.
Very much so. Their lives are put on hold for donning the green and gold and the club colours.
Would they be socialising next week, do you think?
They sure will. Up Kerry.
As the secretary now, the phone must be off the hook, is it?
I have turned it off, walked away. And hopefully everybody will be happy.
The demand for tickets.
Demand is outdoing the supply. Here goes the phone again.
The Gainey family has great representation across the Kerry team. So to hear about their talents and dedication, I met one of the most experienced players on the team's father, Paul Gainey Sr.
We have six players involved in the setup. Just to our west, we have two more. We have three O'Sullivans and three Gainies. Obviously, one was my son, Paul, and then the other two are two nephews.
And how has the area been able to produce such top-class players?
I suppose, look, Dingle is a very small pick as such, because it's a huge tourist town, but what we have is quality. We don't have huge numbers, but we have very good quality. I suppose it's just tradition. I suppose it's down through the years. People involved in the club are passionate about it. It's just like getting up and having breakfast in the morning. It's just comes natural to them.
And just on breakfast in the morning, what's it like in the Gainey household now these few days?
Not much talk. Things are a bit quiet. Everyone's doing their own thing. Maybe, you know, a bit of a snap now and again, but overall the atmosphere is starting to build. We off to Dublin on Saturday. Yeah, we enjoy it. I mean, look, football is fantastic. It's part of our life. You win some, you lose some. You got to take a beating when you're beaten and celebrate when you win.
You know the dedication that Paul and your nephews have put into this.
A lot of people wouldn't actually understand what entails. Paul is he's a married man with three young kids. You know, he's got an 8-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1.5-year-old. He's lucky that he's a good wife. Shun is steeped in the GA, knows what it's about. And then he walks with me. So from that perspective, he's lucky that he can continue with his career. It's a full-time job. They're basically training professionally. If they're not in the field, they're in the gym. They're sleeping, going to bed early, going to get up early, eating properly. As a publican, that wouldn't go down too well usually with professional players, because you might get angry for about 6 or 7 or 8 hours, or might get angry till half of the day. But look, it's great.
But I'm sure there's been a few extra orders put in now for next week. Are you planning on pulling a fair few points next week?
We don't presume too much at all. No, we'll address that when the time comes. There's no cockiness, absolutely not. Two horses.
As we get closer to Sunday, communities across the county are coming out to spread the green and gold. One such place is a 44-foot mural in Kiel.
My name is Adele Kerrisk. I live in Ardkennet, just behind the wall here that we're painting. I suppose what we're doing here is, it's a Kerry wall that was put in place 2002 after a sad accident that happened on the main road here with a neighbour. The wall was pushed back, or the road was pushed back, and the wall was put in place by the council.
And I'm just travelling around the kingdom today, meeting with people who are connected to the Kerry team, and I must say, this stopped me in my tracks. Like, it's not an amateur job. Like, you've put a lot of work and a lot of detail into this.
Ah, well, yeah, it is a community effort, but it always was from day one. We've done it a few times, 2 or 3 times over the years, but I suppose my own background is in art. I have a degree in fine arts. I suppose it's always been a gruel there, and especially when it causes a bit of fun and flustering before the All-Ireland finals, we always kind of put this together.
I'm sure I'm not the first person to stop in to admire it.
Loads of people. The last time we did it, Darrow Canada stopped, actually, and we gave him a paintbrush, so that was a good few years ago. But hopefully this evening...
You put him to work?
We did. We'll keep lashing into it, get it brightened up, get the kids putting their handprints on it, and hopefully Kerry will win on Sunday.
Oh yeah, my name is Shane. I'm in Tralee, outside Tesco, selling the hats, scarves, bunting, headbands, blowhorns.
And how are they going? Are they selling fast?
Yeah, they're not too bad, just tipping away slowly anyways, but another few days and it'll all be over.
What are some of the more popular ones this year?
The big flags will be the most popular. The
big bunting. Flags?
We're buying all their hats, their big flags, everything, yeah.
So you're brightening up the place?
Brighten up Curry. Get your hats, scarves, headbands there, folks, cash your card. Get your Curry colours there, guys.
So we're buying a flag for her grandmother's house. We have our own flag at home. We're getting ready. We're going up to Croke Park.
Very good. So you got your horn now and all for the match?
Yeah.
And what will you be shouting now when you're in Croke Park?
Come on, Kerry.
The excitement and nerves are building ahead of Sunday's clash against Donegal. Back at Dingle's Cool Camp, I met with one of the coaches and the next generation of the Gainey and O'Shea's coming through.
My name is Bevan and I'm here coaching at Cool Camps in Dingle. I'm a member of the Dingle team here and I'm playing with the Kerry ladies as well.
So I'm sure you know the dedication that goes into playing for county.
Yeah, it's some commitment, but you know, you get great enjoyment out of it as well, even though it's tough sometimes, all the travelling and stuff.
Being from Dingle yourself, it must be a great sense of pride in the town, seeing so many players from this club on the Kerry team.
Oh yeah, it's great to have all the lads playing now with Kerry on Sunday. All the young lads here, they're looking up to all the lads, and you know, the ladies too. It's just great, they see they can do it too. They're not just people on the telly, like.
And as someone who knows all about the tactics and the planning going into the game, how are you feeling about it on Sunday?
I'd say they'd be all right now. They'd have to put the heads down. But, you know, they have a good chance at it. Give it a good go and hopefully now it'll all go well.
You'll be celebrating here in Dingle?
Oh, yeah.
My name's Paddy. I'm 8. And my dad's Paul Gainey.
So what's it like seeing your dad play for Kerry?
Very nice. Very nice.
And what do you enjoy about playing football yourself?
It's a very good sport and I love it.
And being from such a sporting family, would you like to play for Kerry someday yourself?
Yeah.
And where will you be watching the game now on Sunday?
I'd be at the stadium.
Who's going to win?
Kerry.
Why is that? Why are Kerry the better team?
They got my dad.